So we went on a trip to Boston for our cousin's wedding, like 2 months after Julian was born. And it's October in Boston and it's freezing. And Trisha, my saint of a wife, is walking around downtown Boston with Julian in a baby carrier, nursing him while she's walking around downtown. So he's just like, upright, latched on while she's trying to cover up and not accidentally flash random passersby in Boston.
That seems kind of weird.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, vacationing with kids is complicated.
Yeah.
Vacationing with Trisha seems complicated. I tried to.
Hey dads and non-dads, welcome to the Hey Dad Podcast. This is a podcast where three brothers and one guy who wishes he was our brother talk about dad stuff.
And sometimes non-dad stuff.
On today's episode, we are going to talk about vacationing with kids and what's going on with the Hey Dad subscription boxes as we're building them. So let's get into it.
I wanted to talk about vacations because we just got back from our like second or third or fourth vacation. This is the most vacations
in the last 2 weeks.
This is the most vacations we've taken, which is because I'm unemployed. And just like it's amazing how much you can vacation when you don't have things to do.
Sounds great.
We got back from vacation. Me and Amy were talking about how like our kids just think everything's different when they're on vacation. So I wanted to ask you guys about this because I know that you guys also have vacations with your kids, but. We had a cabin with all of like Amy's brothers and sisters and their kids. And so it was like five or six kids. And for some reason, like they would all watch a movie at night and we're pretty strict about that. Like, hey, it's time for you to go to bed. Our oldest daughter is 4 years old. And she thought like, no, wait a second. I'm at the cabin.
Oh, it's vacation.
It's different.
Why? But no, but she just thinks like, why would I go to bed?
Oh, like bed doesn't even exist.
Yeah.
I'm watching Hotel Transylvania 2.
Great movie.
And you, it's
well,
fantastic.
To be fair, Derek, if you tried to cut me off from HTT, I would not be
HTT,
cool with it either.
The return. No, we would try to reason with her, and we would find that the reason that works at home, which doesn't really work at home, but we would go, you know, hey, it's late. She just had one more bullet in her gun because she would go, but we're at the cabin, and we find ourselves finally going like, hey, it's 11:30 and you're watching Moana for the sixth time.
Yeah, I can see the sun coming up.
So do your kids have different vacation? Do they think they have vacation rights, vacation rules? Because what I found out is that my oldest daughter, Adley, 4 years old, just thinks there are no rules on vacation. And what we end up doing is going, well, she must know something we don't know. And we therefore enforced zero rules on vacation. 9 o'clock, want to have a McFlurry? Go for it. We don't care.
Okay, so that's actually the vacation we just went on this summer, whatever, a month ago, was the first vacation where I told Trish when we got home, like, that is vacation dad, whatever that is.
Yeah.
Like, that's the first time I've ever been vacation dad. I've been the vacation dad I wanted to be.
Is vacation dad laid back for you?
So
Tell us about the vacation dad you don't like and the vacation dad you want to be.
I don't think I've been like awful on vacation. I just find myself, I think in general, I have too much of a sense of urgency. Like I'll find myself.
Oh, typical vacation. Like we got to get going.
Like
I'll
be like
time.
Barking at the kids to like get their, this is not even vacation. This is just, we're going somewhere. There's no deadline. And I'm like, buckle your seatbelt. And then I'm just like, I just wasted a raise my voice at the kids.
You have to spend those wisely.
Yeah.
You feel like it's a currency.
Well, it's not just that. It's also just like, I want the bar to be really high for the things I have to raise my voice. And I'm like, really? Because you were dawdling because you found a toy on the ground on the way into the van because we never cleaned the van?
I'm learning that my vacation dad is just way more like, can dad just stay at home on the couch and do nothing? The home being the cabin. Can dad just stay home?
It's a very Big Lebowski vibe that I'm getting from you as far as your
vacation.
Yeah,
I definitely
walk
through.
Vacation dad loves White Russians.
I definitely walked through a Ralph vacation in dad a bathrobe and paid for a half and half using a check.
The vacation dad abides. Like that much.
Vacation dad abides.
So on this vacation.
Vacation dad does not mess with the Jesus.
Like I didn't, I like didn't have a plan to be this, but like it was like halfway into the first day and one of the kids asked for something. I don't remember what it was. And I just said yes. And it was something we'd usually say no to. And Trisha gave me a look, not like a why did you say yes to that? More like a, that's not the type of thing you would usually say yes to. It's more like a, huh, you said yes to that.
That's interesting.
That's how your kids tried wine coolers.
No, and I was just like, I just said like, babe.
So Gideon's in prison now.
Yeah, totally. Vacation became rehab very quickly.
Yeah.
No, so I just said, it's their vacation too. And then so in saying it's their vacation too, that sort of became my mantra, like for the whole vacation. And it was phenomenal. It was just basically like we have rules about, for example, my second son, if we let him, would spend 8 hours a day with a screen in front of him. And mm-hmm. so we have to like regulate that. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, you know what, on vacation, if what you need right now, after we've been at the beach, is an hour and a half by yourself playing some dumb game on your tablet, it's your vacation too, dude. I would love to just like zone out and look at my phone right now. So if that's what you need, like you do you. And it was the best week. I actually feel like, without getting into too many details, there's a bunch of other families on this vacation too. And there's lots of others with young kids. And I found it like spreading like a contagion, just to be like, the default is yes. Yeah. That's what vacation is. And then mm-hmm. if there's a good reason to say no, you say no. But like, if not, you're going to say yes. And mm-hmm. that means staying up late. We let all three of our kids sleep in the same room, mm-hmm. which was also, it was a game changer for multiple reasons, because okay. my wife and I also got to have our own room, which was great.
Nice.
But we had a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old in the same room.
No wonder vacation dad was in such a good mood.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, Andy has a very young baby and is just now learning what vacation dad can be. And took him on, was
yeah,
his first vacation
like
ever?
Yeah, this was first summer of vacation dad.
I was so...
You took a baby camping, which I gotta say, is freaking nuts.
I was nervous.
Well, and not like glamping, like tent camping
tent
on
camping
dirt.
With a bunch of college-age kids. It was, you know, I was like the speaker for this college group thing. And I am like way too sensitive to like how is my baby's behavior going to affect everybody else. And I'm thinking like there's just like the tiniest bit of fabric between us and everybody else with this tent. So if he makes any noises,
you can't close the door.
No, they're all if he wakes up in the middle of the night, everybody's going to be up and they're all going to be like, oh, your kid's cute. But like, is that how they really feel? Are they resenting we're on the trip?
But we all chipped in and got you a hotel.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
40 miles into town. We all talked and we want you to leave.
Yeah.
We got you like some horse tranquilizers and a hotel.
Sarah can stay.
Yeah. Sarah's great.
Would you consider leaving your baby in the woods?
So I was nervous about that. I'm like, I'm excited to hang out with these students and I'll be glad for like family time in the middle of the day, but nighttime, what's that gonna be like? David slept like a champ, I think because he got passed around to a bunch of different people and he was crawling
at
all
night?
Over the place. In short, David had a blast. He slept great and he'd wake up in the morning like so happy. I've got this picture on my phone where Sarah and him are on the aero bed, because of course you need to sleep on an aero bed when you're camping because it's way more comfortable that way. But he's got a pump fist in the air, just like, yeah, camping!
Just living
and
the dream.
He was just the
victorious.
Best dude, and I was so happy, and I think we just need to stop having kids so we feel like we're perfect parents. I want to, like, okay, so you're saying, like, you would prefer to be in a, like, yes, dad mode on vacation. Like, yeah, it would be better to say yes than no. This is the time to do that. Like, I want to... Next time, I want to assume that David is going to be awesome versus...
Oh, like optimistic dad.
Optimistic dad. Like, instead of like, oh man, I'm going to have to like apologize to all these people about my infant son and sorry. And I want to be optimistic. Like, no, he's going to be awesome. Just you wait.
You're going to love
him. Yeah, believe the best. Not be like the dad who's dreading it.
Like, yeah.
And thinking worst case scenario.
Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised to be like, oh my gosh, my kid rocks. Why was I thinking it would be otherwise?
Yeah, because it's not out of character for him to be, like, fun and optimistic.
Yes.
He's fun and optimistic.
Are you talking about
home.
Kid Rock? Because Andy said my name is Kid Rock.
Yeah. My name!
Future. Oh my gosh, my kid is super chill. He knows all the Fish songs on guitar.
He's just playing them all around the campfire.
Well, it's crazy, actually. Gideon's first word was ba wada ba da bang da bang diggy diggy.
But we're talking about vacation dad, and it makes me think that the three of you who we've talked about before have a shared history that I don't necessarily have. Did you guys have like, was your dad like a vacation dad? Was there like a vacation dad thing? That
oh,
100.
Sure. Yeah, when you were talking about things being different for your kids on vacation mode, that was like That was not like a subtly inferred thing. That was like an explicitly stated thing. Mm-hmm. So
there was like a switch that flipped. Like we're in the car, all the doors are closed, we're about to leave on vacation, and it was like, guys, we are now entering. Back in black
starts blaring.
And we are entering a new mode as a family. It's back party time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. our dad is great for a lot of reasons. One of the things he's best at is vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We as a family,
that's rare. I feel like most dads get worse for vacation. You're saying your dad got
that makes
better.
Sense. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
He became unwound. He was like, mm-hmm. all right, we're going to have a great time and the rules are off and it's just a, you know, when we go home, it'll be different. But right now, well, like you said, with your kids, like it's their vacation too.
He had this what happens on vacation stays on vacation vibe.
So our dad.
If you want to smoke American spirits, smoke American spirits.
Yeah. It's your vacation too.
So our dad is a pastor and we grew up in a, I would say like pretty moderate, middle of the road kind of evangelical Christian fam.
I'll tell you one thing, you couldn't watch Little Nicky.
Modern has an asterisk.
Yeah. Okay, but he never said anything about Little Nicky. That's all in your head.
We're left
honestly
leaning.
Probably.
And that's like, only, I saw it 10 times.
I probably that's, just decided we weren't allowed to watch that movie.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
But so all that to say, but there was this kind of like embracing of vacation as this like, mm-hmm. hey guys, like
yeah.
I'm gonna undo the top button.
We're
like,
international waters.
We're gonna roll up. It's like when it's like when presidents go on like a campaign tour and they like roll up their sleeves
yeah,
when they're
like,
in the country.
I'm in a factory.
Yeah, like I'm just like yeah, I'm
getting
cool.
Work done.
I'm gonna take an axe to this tree one time.
Yeah, yeah, it's like an Amy Poehler and Mean Girls is like I'm a cool mom, like yeah. basically that. So we had this policy of being, and it sounds so dorky now. And if you don't know why, you should listen to our outtakes. But we had a vacation swear policy.
Yes.
Where
yes.
basically our house, we didn't really swear. We weren't really a cursing fam. You
well,
know,
vacation.
Except we all had those
2017. There are new rules.
We all had those moments, of course. But on vacation, everyone got like a vacation swear. So we also had vacation allowance.
Mm-hmm.
So vacation dad had this thing where basically vacation started, and he kind of looked at us all, and we knew we have a swear word. We're probably gonna get like $10 at some point.
Well,
and,
to
like,
be clear, though,
buy some
jawbreakers. We had a swear, but it was none of the good ones.
It was tame.
Yeah,
very
we didn't
tame.
Really know.
It
lot.
Was. It was like a. Like back a movie, it still could have been a PG movie, like 15
yeah.
years ago.
Your dad
ago,
was like, basically,
swears.
If you want to say the word hell,
yeah,
in
you don't have to say HE double hockey sticks.
Yeah, it was a little, we got to be a little more adventurous than that.
Ooh,
but
you
like,
throwing the A word out there, Kev?
No, the A
no.
word, the D word, I feel like
the
yeah.
S word.
Yeah, really? I feel like maybe the S word when
we
were older.
Okay,
D, okay,
like,
D word for sure.
We went like MTV, but not like HBO.
Yeah.
We're 35 years old. The D word, the S word, the A
word. Yeah, this is a family podcast,
so,
right?
But it was one of those things where like, okay, so I know I get an S bomb. And I get like $10 at some point.
Yeah,
next
I'm gonna
week.
Buy a balsa wood airplane.
So, yeah. So what am I gonna spend them on? And
that
then it was
sombrero's mine.
I feel like that was a good moment for each of our like respective personalities to emerge. Mm-hmm. Kevin, our middlemost entrepreneurial brother, has
has that $10.
As an aside, yeah, he has turned that $10 no
into Hey Dad.
He actually, yeah, he bought the microphone we're recording on. Kevin is the guy who will hide a Christmas present every day at Christmas so that he can, like, 5 hours after we've opened all the presents, he'll like make sure he's the last one and like pull it out.
This
like,
has been like
Kevin
is the most Kevin sound
Kevin
ever.
Is, Kevin is a very strategic dude. Andrew. The oldest brother, all shock value. So it was really fun to see how each of us would spend A,
yeah.
our $10,
yeah.
and B, our swear.
Yeah.
And I would actually say, if we're talking about, like, vacation dad, I actually think vacation dad very specifically had an impact on Andy.
Mm.
Because Andy, the oldest brother, was, I would say... Maybe the least outgoing is probably fair.
Yeah.
Most to himself. But there was something about Vacation Dad that I think helped unlock this alter ego, Vacation Andy. Yeah.
It's really great to have an alter ego because you're like, well, it's okay that I said that or did that because that was Vacation Andy when he was doing that. And like normally, of course, he wouldn't do that. But guys... Vacation Andy, like all bets are off, and it was like
that's
really great to just have like
so speaking of psychopaths, legitimately, so we had this family vacation to Montana, And Andrew...
First thing I did.
So we pull up to this house, and it's this... Our friends, like, had this house. We could never afford to stay here, but they let us stay there.
It was amazing.
Gigantic house in the middle of nowhere.
So no neighbors for acres.
No one
can
see you. Like, there's not a visible house. Yeah. So we pull up to the house. It's this whole, like, 8-hour flight, and then we go to Costco, and because this place in the middle of nowhere, it's like 12 hours of traveling.
Yeah.
And we get to the house, and Andy, like, we're all getting out of the car, we're all just, like, stretching our legs and stuff. And then all of a sudden, and Andy, by the way, just to give you a mental picture here, Andy's, like, 16 years old.
Yeah.
Like,
do we want to give him a mental picture?
He's a developed man.
Mental picture.
Just by saying that phrase, this podcast just went up a maturity level in listenership.
So Andy is doing laps around the car, stark naked, yelling the phrase "Vacation Andy."
Yeah.
To his credit, he was yelling "Vacation Andy."
To his credit, I will say he did use some restraint, and he didn't use his swear there.
Yeah, exactly.
No, he was like, "One more moment."
I think mom used her swear.
Yeah, mom definitely used her swear.
God, every single day I think about your mom and just how
Wait, what?
That's not cool.
Period.
Moving on. Join us next week when there's only three of us.
How was Kevin leaving? How bad did your mom hate going on vacation with you guys?
No, she loved it.
She did.
We should have her on the show sometime to ask.
Yeah, you can ask her.
As far as we know,
podcast for All I Do?
Yeah.
Is to just ask Brenda questions.
Just interview, like, we're not here and you interview my mom.
No, you are there. Yeah. But you can't talk.
Yeah, be like, okay, in this episode we talked about this, but what was that like for
so,
you?
So Andy's running around the van and he's butt naked.
Yeah.
Yelling "Vacation Andy," which is a detail that up to this point I did not know, but that makes it even better.
Yelling "Vacation Andy."
What are the rest of you guys doing? Laughing, and then me and Tyler got naked.
Laughing so hard.
They joined in.
Following the leadership of our eldest brother.
Yeah, totally.
Andy was a pioneer of vacation. So vacation dad started, he passed on to the oldest brother, who made sure that the legacy lived on through his younger Padawans,
okay,
Kevin
so
and myself.
Same thing with vacation dad. Like, definitely he's a lot more he's happy to just drop hundreds of dollars on stupid things. Stupid things isn't the right way to put it. Just things he wouldn't normally spend money on. So, like, we'd be on vacation in Montana, and it's July, and your favorite holiday is July 4th, and he's like, yeah, I'll drop hundreds of dollars on fireworks.
Come on.
So
and then
we used to
have a legit fireworks show in the middle of
Tyler had a first-gen iPod, and Stars and Stripes Forever by John Philip Sousa.
Tyler came up
repeat
with a soundtrack for the 4th of July explosions.
I think you gave... what's his name from the president from Independence Day's speech in its entirety?
Yes,
as an
we will not
line
go quietly into the night. Yeah,
That's
beautiful.
And then we went for it. So
vacation
dad,
and all of that's unlocked by vacation dad being like, you know what would be great? Saying yes. And I think that's for me the thing that I'm trying to embrace is like, vacation is about saying yes.
Yeah,
and
I love it.
The concept of vacation swears is so funny. It makes me think about, we were on vacation with two older boys who were 8 and 10, and there are cousins who live in Alaska, and they were on vacation with us, and they're a little bit more advanced in the world, and so...
Wait, what does that mean?
They've definitely smoked pot. no, they're just like, they're not... If you spend all your time with a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old, and all of a sudden you have an 8 and 10-year-old talking about Minecraft...
Oh, yeah, totally.
And they know... So we're sitting in the backyard, and the boys are talking about how the youngest one, Wyatt, cursed in front of Atlee, who is 4 years old. He said, yeah, Wyatt stubbed his toe and they said a bad word in front of Atlee. And my reaction was not to be like, what? But I was just like, oh, really, huh? And then Wyatt's like, no, I didn't say a bad word. And then Atlee, 4 years old, goes, and I'm not paraphrasing, she does this. She goes, he said,
And you're like, oh, Vietnamese soup.
Okay. No, me and Amy just kind of go, all right. and Amy
Vacation
and
Derek super chill.
Vacation Derek is just like, safer. I don't care.
So call that a swear, that's half a swear.
Yeah. I'll show you a real swear.
You know how that word ends.
It's just like, and you think about like the things you used to do, because me and Amy were having this conversation the other day because we were thinking about like vacations we had taken in the past, and we had this memory of like maybe our second year of marriage, we went on like a big cruise. Like Amy's folks took us all on a cruise, like all the brothers and sisters. And we're in the
quick shout out to all the dads that still take their or dads and moms that take their adult children on dope vacations. Because when you're 25 and you can't afford anything, that is the best.
That was the Kid Rock cruise, right?
Yeah, it was the Kid Rock cruise.
Who was support? Was it Puddle of Mud?
Deftones play.
Deftones, okay.
Yeah, and then Hulk Hogan was emceeing.
Yeah, it was fantastic. It was great. It was the first time I ever saw Adam Carolla live.
They only had Jell-O.
So
it was weird. It's the first time I ever saw Omarosa cry.
I can't. I don't know.
How do you know these names?
Oh, Marissa's. Come on, man. She's in the White House.
She's like an advisor to the president.
Yeah,
now.
I think she's a congresswoman.
Who knows?
She won't last.
So, yeah, go on. She's going to get Scaramucci real quick. Okay, go ahead.
So, we had gone on vacation on a cruise, like maybe like this is like in the early 2000s, and we had, no, late 2000s. We'd just been married a couple years. We didn't have kids at that point. And we were thinking about like, that was crazy because we both distinctly remember at one point finding out from the captain that at midnight they had a chocolate buffet.
Oh,
sup.
For like, those was like all chocolate fountains and stuff you would dip in chocolate fountains.
Oh, my God.
And me and Amy were like, midnight? Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of like going to sleep at 8 o'clock, like sensibly, and setting an alarm, and you know, we just like, staying up till midnight. Let's do it. We drink a bunch of coffee. Stayed till midnight.
Ate a bunch of chocolate.
Literally said to ourselves, let's eat as much chocolate as possible and dip as much fruit and cookies and chocolate fountains as possible.
Augusta, save some for later.
And then we... love it. And then we went back to our cabin one in the morning, like, drunk on chocolate. And we're just like, that was awesome. And I look back at that now and I'm like, are we going to have that again? Not for a while. I can't imagine there's a lot of chocolate fountains in my future.
In your near future.
Not a lot of all-you-can-eat chocolate buffets in my near future, but, like, I got to do other fun stuff with my kids, which was rad. Like, I got to take, like, my daughter, like, on a tube, like, on a lazy river, and I got to, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's, like, I wouldn't want to rank, you know, those kind of things, but, like, I would say, like, chocolate fountains, that was definitely, like, awesome, but, like, I would also probably rank
but
the
so
fact
is-
that... Yeah, I got to swim in a lake with both my daughters in a boat, and that was totally fun.
That's a really helpful paradigm for me. So as the dude here who doesn't have kids yet.
As the deer.
As the...
for the water.
So my soul longs for chocolate fountains.
What's up, church people?
So as the guy who doesn't have kids yet, I think, if I'm going to be honest... A lot of times...
Thanks for being honest.
Shut up, Derek. So, as the guy who doesn't have kids yet, I feel like often when I hear especially young families talk about their vacations, my internal monologue is something like, that sounds so much worse than my vacation. when I think about like, oh, really? My wife and I just went on a trip and we slept when we wanted and we went to this restaurant when we wanted and we did this when we wanted. And to be honest, I think I hear the narrative of like, this is what it was like with our kids, but it's so worth it. And there is a little bit of me, cynical as it may feel, that kind of hears that and goes like, is it? Like, is it better? And I think that paradigm of going like lowering the bar and being like, no, I don't have to lower the bar. Like I can move the bar and be like, here's this other awesome thing that like I would never get to experience if I didn't have these kids. Like Derek, what you're saying about like, I got to just like be in a lazy river with my daughter, like in this inner tube. I wouldn't have had that experience 5 years ago. And to hear like how something can be different and really rewarding, I think is really helpful because I think a lot of times the narrative can be really cheapened where people are like, oh, you did that. Well, our vacation was cool too. It's a lot of work, but it's so worth it. And I'm like, you sound exhausted.
Yeah, it sounds like you're just trying to convince yourself that it's worth it.
It sounds like your vacation was straight garbage.
Like, it's really like, who are you trying to convince, me or you?
Yeah, it sounds like you feel like it makes you a bad dad to say like, that was exhausting or that was hard. And I'm sure that's true, but it's cool to hear ways that you're saying like that can be true, and it can be true that there's this really significant thing that I wouldn't have experienced if my kids weren't with me on that beach or at that lake or whatever. So.
You have to adjust. You're kind of adjusting as you go, and you just go, okay, this is the new thing now. This is what this is going to be like now. And so for the camping trip that I went on with these college students, it was a white water rafting trip. Obviously, we're not going to strap David to the front of the boat like the mermaid at the front of a pirate ship and just like...
We're going
to
give him an oar. You carry your weight. You want to eat? Yeah. You row.
So you're not cool parents?
We're going to... You'll never let go, Jack.
Yeah. So on Saturday, like in the middle of the day, that's where everybody took off and they went white water rafting. And it was me, Sarah, and David back at the camp. And we were in charge of making sure people didn't, you know... steal stuff from the tents, but we got some family time. We just went down to the river. We had some camping chairs. We watched all the people launch out in their boats and go by, and they're laughing and having a great time. But then at a certain point, it's just like quiet. It's just us, and I like walk out into the river holding my son, and we're just splashing around, and he's checking out the river, and we're goofing off and laughing. And it's simple. And as much as I'm like, man, whitewater rafting would be really fun right now. We were having a really cool moment and just going, this is what this is now. And so you have to kind of adjust and go, this is what vacation looks like now. This is what this moment looks like now. And wow, this little dude totally changed my life. And you come to some acceptance of it.
So speaking of vacation, we're working on this larger project called Hey Dad. Which this is part of that as the podcast, but we're also building a subscription box for dads and for like the goal is to build really fun stuff that dads and kids can do together. And it's not about like learning biology, or it's also not about like here's a cool craft you can make. It's just here is an hour and a half of fun you can have with your kids, and aimed at the dad basically being like, hey, this is actually fun for you too.
As opposed to the toys that are dumb or weird or...
Yeah, it's not just going to be something your kid's excited about, and if you're being honest with yourself, you're like sort of bored.
So bored.
It's like, well, what if we just assume that like that's the dad we're building for, and like how do we make sure that he's not bored? He's super engaged and he wants to be a good dad, but maybe he just needs the context... to be set so that he can be super engaged with his kids.
Oh, yeah.
So believing that, like, a lot of these toys and stuff and activities that are presented for kids are, like, not really fun for dads, we wanted to try to build something that would be really fun. And so one of the boxes we're working on right now is this indoor camping box. Mm. And it's very much fits the vacation vibe that we're talking about right now. But it's like...
vacation for your Saturday.
It's like exactly. It's like an indoor vacation with you and your kids. And so there's this fort you build.
Does it come with vacation swears?
Vacation swears is optional, but encouraged.
Isn't it true that each kit comes with a gallon bag full of dirt that you just sprinkle on your kids and make them eat?
That's the whole box.
It's just a box of dirt.
It's a box of dirt.
And a note that says, you know what to do.
I call it box of dirt.
B-O-D. It's Deadbod.
Deadbod. So there's this like lantern, and you build this whole little like indoor cave thing. Oh, and then incredible. We build this experience where kids love these like look and finds. Like any parent that's got a kid that's like 3, 4, 5 years old, they can't read yet, but like they can't read, so they can't do a lot of something with a book by themselves. But look and finds are fun because, you know, over here, these are the things you need to look for in this picture. And it's got like Frozen characters.
Is it like a Where's Waldo kind of thing?
It's like Where's Waldo with specific things you're looking for. So we built like a live look and find where you create one of those in your house. And then we built this fishing experience and you're roasting s'mores. And then we recorded this campfire story that you snuggle up in your fort and you listen to with your kids. And then this campfire song. And it's like a 90-minute indoor camping experience.
That's awesome.
That like, hopefully.
If you play the song backwards, it says Paul is dead.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
And they're like, who's Paul?
Yeah. And then
creates a whole other story.
Is he the walrus?
I don't know.
I know I am the walrus.
It comes with several lukewarm cores that you hide from your parents. Hey, you guys know me. I love BuzzFeed.
Find out one thing about Derek Walker.
Derek BuzzFeed Walker, they called him.
And if I love BuzzFeed, I love the BuzzFeed parent section even more because it is a wonderland of weirdness. It's bizarre. It's written for the kind of parents that you never want to be. But one of my favorite side ventures to do, something I do in my spare time, is I write fake BuzzFeed headlines.
Oh, yes.
And we've talked about this in the past. I'm going to continue to do this until I eventually get a job at BuzzFeed. I'm not sure I can write an entire BuzzFeed article, but only because I haven't read an entire BuzzFeed article.
I was going to say, I'm not sure anyone reads the articles anyway.
Ever.
And so one thing I hope will become a recurring feature on this podcast is I will do a BuzzFeed quiz where I give you three real BuzzFeed Parents headlines and one fake one. You guys ready?
Ready.
All right. I'm so ready.
How do you want us to, is there, should we just shout out our...
So what I'm going to do is I'll give you the four BuzzFeed headlines.
We'll hit you in the face when we think it's the wrong one.
There you go. Okay. No, you deliver, you argue amongst yourselves which one is fake, which one is real, and I'll give you the fake one. All right, here we go. All right. Three real, one fake. Number one, here we go. First one.
I'm so happy right now. I'm so excited.
If these Tumblr posts make you laugh, you almost definitely have parents.
Have parents? Almost definitely have. Wait, so like how does,
as opposed to
how
who?
Does a legit orphan feel when they read that?
Don't. Test, too many
like,
holes in it.
Like test tube babies can't relate?
Next one. This teen mom.
Jesus Christ had no idea how to answer this one.
This teen mom and her twin toddlers danced on stage at a Drake concert, and it's going to make you feel things.
That's 100% real, without a doubt.
Yeah,
that's real.
No question. That
also,
next
that,
up?
If that's the one you faked, I'm so impressed.
19 kids' past life memories that will make even cynics go, holy crap.
Oh, past life memories?
Wow.
That's what I said.
Like, from, like wait, wait.
Kids
like from,
who
remember their past
from
life.
From a prior life? Like, I used to be a...
Next
a,
headline.
No context, all right.
Next headline. Lucky Blue Smith and Stormy Bree just named their baby Gravity.
Who are those people?
Like all right, here we go, here we go.
That's
which
like,
one is fake? It's either,
oh
if these Tumblr posts make you laugh, you almost definitely have parents. It's teen mom and her twin toddlers dance on stage at a Drake concert. Kids, past life memories, or Lucky Blue Smith, Stormy Bree, just name
them. These are
gravity.
All
they're
real.
All, so I would click all of these.
I think
well, yeah, there's no question
I think
about
the
that.
Twist is that they're all real. That's
has under, anyone heard of either of the last two people?
No. But the, I don't think he would. That's too specific.
Lucky Blue Smith? Derek's pretty weird. He might do it.
I love that this game makes you question my sanity.
I'm going to ride for he's. It's a trick, and they're all real. That's what I'm going to say. All
right. I'm going to go with past life
okay.
as the fake one.
Past life is a fake one.
Ugh, I think that one has to be true.
I want it to be true.
Ty?
Feel Things is definitely true.
I know.
Or I will...
Feel Things the Drake concert?
Yeah. I will spend my vacation swear right here and now. So I'm going to go with Lucky Blue Smith.
All right. The fake one is... This teen mom and her twins... on stage at a Drake concert and it's gonna make you feel things. I wrote that headline. I'm ready for my job.
Yes,
now.
You are.
That that's the one I was the most sure was real.
That
I was like, absolutely. I was,
thank you.
I could
you
already picture the video.
You know how they say they train people to like, you spot a counterfeit by studying
yeah.
the real thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what you've done with
totally.
BuzzFeed.
I feel like
you
a guy who counterfeits jewels
thing.
And you guys picked one of his as the real one. I just mm-hmm. feel that. Not even a twin.
A strange rush.
It's a rush.
I love that you're saying that like it's a relatable feeling for all of us.
You guys know that thing when
you
make a jewel?
When you're making fake jewels.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
we've all counterfeited jewels.
So that leads me to tell you this. The article, 19 Kids Past Life Memories That Will Make Even Cynics Go Holy Crap.
That's did it make
real.
You go holy crap?
Is very real. And is the most disturbing thing ever.
I want to go read it right now.
Also,
it's crazy. We could have done an entire episode on this article.
Like, who
maybe
were some
we
of the past lives?
There was one. Okay, it's not specific past lives. It's past life experiences.
Okay.
So one three-year-old kid told his mom, I remember being a grown adult and riding a horse
no.
and falling off the horse and feeling a pain. And the pain was me being born. And he pointed to his birthmark and said, that's the mark falling off the horse gate.
What?
Oh.
That's so
honestly,
weird.
Like, this
is
going to be
you guys want to end this podcast
guys,
right
this
now?
This is a controversial take, guys.
Join us
and in general, Hey Dad doesn't condone this.
Do it.
I think we have to kill that kid.
Anyway, I want to encourage you guys. Go on BuzzFeed and read the article, 19 Kids. Past life memories that will make even cynics go, holy crap. Although it's not crap, it's the other word.
Oh,
Derek, I just want to say...
You don't want to spend my vacation swear on that
like,
one.
So much not respect. Worth. Like, you know they say a true artist has to learn the rules so that they know how to break them?
Thank
mm-hmm.
you.
I feel like that's what you are in the situation. Yeah. And just respect to you.
I've been reading
wow.
the Steve Jobs biography.
And really trying to apply it to this.
Yeah.
I respect.
Next!
All right, get... Oh, we got
headlines.
We have more?
Okay.
Here we go. This doctor was in the middle of giving birth when she got up to deliver someone else's baby.
No. That, I can't. If that, no.
Hold on.
Hold on. It's amazing if it's real, and it's amazing if it's
fake. I hope you wrote that. Hold on. I'll use my vacation swear for that one.
Sierra's under attack after taking her 3-month-old daughter on a water slide.
Is Sierra from Florida? Because that matters. Is she from Florida?
No, Sierra the rapper? One, Two Step?
She's or a singer.
Ciara.
That's Ciara.
She's a...
Mary's
married to Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Ciara, dude. It's not Sierra Mist. Come on.
25 GIFs of sassy toddlers doing their own damn thing.
It's such good clickbait.
Sassy dog.
Next one. Last one. Hey, psychic parents.
Hey.
What
That's
do you
it.
Want?
That's it.
What do you want people to know about raising kids?
Wait, why is it about psychics?
All right, here we go. Doctor in the middle of giving birth when she got to deliver someone else's baby.
Oh.
Sierra, 3-month-old daughter, water slide. 25 GIFs, sassy toddlers. Psychic parents. Which one is the fake BuzzFeed parents?
So headline? I still think they're all real.
Okay.
But I'm going to
do that
I'm
every time.
Say Ciara.
Okay. Yeah. Andy.
I'm going to go with the sassy toddler gifs.
Okay. Ty?
You know, I'm going to... is it boring if I double up on Ciara/Sierra?
Okay. The fake headline, 25 gifs of sassy toddlers doing their own damn thing.
All right, that's it for this third episode of the Hey Dad podcast. And if you've enjoyed the podcast at all, even a tiny little bit, if we made you grin one time, there's a couple things that we would love for you to do for us. First of all, wherever it is that you get your podcasts, subscribe so that you don't miss any episodes as they come out. And then leave us a 5-star review. Even if you think we're like 3-star quality dads, even if you think we have 1-star quality jokes, leave us a 5-star review because that helps other people enjoy our mediocrity. And then second of all, we released all 3 of these podcasts together at the very beginning as we launched this thing because we wanted to give everybody more of a vibe for what we're trying to do here. But we're going to get onto our regular every 2 weeks rhythm now going forward. And before episode 4 comes out, think of a couple people that might get something out of this podcast. They might laugh at it. They might learn something. They might feel superior listening to us talk about how bad we are at this. And specifically share it with them. Maybe share the link to this podcast on Facebook and tag them in the post. Shoot them a text. Shoot them an email. However it is, you're talking to your friends. Tell them about this podcast. And that would mean so much to us. And Andy, why don't you tell the good listeners what they can expect on next week's episode of the Hey Dad podcast?
Yeah, next week, Damon Wayans is going to show us some paintings he's done that he promises we'll never look at Barbie dolls the same.
So you're not going to want to miss that. All right, that's it for this week's episode. I'm Kevin.
I'm Tyler.
I'm Derek.
I'm Andy.
Love you guys. Bye.